year six at Michael Faraday School, and we have some of our returning students, very keen, very eager now, the top students in the whole school, the year six students, and already they are setting their goals and their aims for what they can achieve in the next year. And a couple of our friends want to share those. So, young man, your name?
Joshua.
Brilliant. And with Joshua, we have?
Layla.
So, Joshua and Layla, both from year six. So, Joshua, it's very early days in year six. How did our class teacher, Leanne, how did she introduce this work to you? What did she explain?
She explained how someone else in year six last year was very good at it, and she showed us her work and we looked at it and we're trying to kind of copy that but in a different way.
Yeah, so we're looking at goals and achievements. So Layla, why is it important as year six students? Why do you need your own personal goal?
So that you can get better at it and you can get into a good college and secondary school, and it just makes you feel happier.
And all these goals, are they the same amongst your friends, or have you all got different goals?
We've all got different goals.
Okay, so your work starts off planning. You held a class discussion. What were some of the ideas or some of the points that other friends were making?
That children from our class wanted to get better at maths and science and different topics, and that was their goal, to get better at it. And
that, I think, has been very, very useful. And so it shows that you've all got your own different goals that you want to achieve. And that lets you know that maybe where the areas you need to improve, it lets the teaching staff know where to actually help you. So let's try and focus on your own particular ideas that you came up with. So Joshua, so what were some of the goals that you thought of?
My goal was science. For example, plants and space and the earth, and because in year five and year four we did some tests and science was my lowest.
Okay, so that's very brave. You've actually identified where you need to improve. And how do you think you can go about achieving that? So maybe in 6 months' time, if we speak to you, how do you know what have you been working on to improve your science learning?
Going to do revision at home, and my mum gets a lot of books so that I can study them.
And is science, you mentioned some of the topic areas, that sounds as though it's an area which is a subject which you quite enjoy. It interests you?
No, I don't like science.
That can change, we can change that, don't worry. Layla, so your goals and your achievements, what are you hoping to achieve over the next 3 terms or so at Michael Faraday?
I'm hoping to get better at maths because my maths tests wasn't so good, and I'm hoping that by the end of year six I'll get better at it.
And again, what kind of techniques or strategies can you use to make you a better maths student?
By studying a lot more and working harder and listening in class.
That sounds perfect to me. So working harder and studying and listening. You make it all sound like incredibly hard work, which we know it will be. We've got a really hard work, a hard year coming up of our learning in our year six, but I'm sure there'll also be time for plenty of fun as well. So Joshua and Layla, thank you for sharing your ideas. Well done. Good luck with them. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.